Speaking of Israel, guess what? Celebrate Israel Parade is this coming Sunday. I know, it snuck up on a lot of people. The calendar in general seems to be moving really quickly these days. But we've been reminding you all week long, of course, not only to be there on Fifth Avenue in New York City, but in addition to that, during the time you're not on Fifth Avenue, make sure to be tuned into us. Live stream will be on the homepage of NahumSiegel.com. Of course, all the audio on our app and all of it brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm and the Rothenberg family that has been sponsoring a major events for us for probably over 10 years already at this point. And we thank them tremendously, and we get an opportunity to thank them personally because Ross Rothenberg, a representative of the Rothenberg family, is with us live via telephone. And Ross, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Nachum. It's a pleasure to be back.
Appreciate that. Those of you out there who are in need of a wonderful law firm, you can always go to injurylawyer.com, as we always recommend, and we always tag that onto our announcements regarding the Rothenberg family. But they're not just about being in business, not just about serving the community. They're also about being there for great causes and for wonderful events, and that's, of course, what we're talking about regarding this Sunday. It's interesting. You said to me off the air, which is, I think, something we could say every single year, but it always seems that there's a different angle whenever we say it, and that is that this year's parade is as important as ever, and I'm sure you agree with me that it's one of the things we say each year, but it seems every year it's important for a different reason. The parade is one of your favorite days, Ross Rothenberg, you and your entire family. I'm sure you want to join me in encouraging everybody to be there on Fifth Avenue this year.
Absolutely, Nachum. It's actually my wife's favorite day of the year. She's been hard at work helping Yeshivat Noam. It was always looks great at school when they march down Fifth Avenue every year. We prepare for the last, I don't know, how many months. She was unpacking hundreds and hundreds of packages. I can't say what it is, but if you come to the parade, you will see. But yes, Nachum, this year, I mean, when you just look the other day, you have a law school representative of a city college. I'm sure you've talked about this.
Oh, yes. You should. Oh, yes.
And to attack this great democracy that we live in, the greatest democracy in the world, and then to go out and continue to talk their anti-Semitic vitriol against the state and be applauded by the deans, I mean, what more can we do? Instead of getting upset, show up in numbers. Say, no, we support the state. We are there. Show the politicians that come. The news follows. And Nachum, you know, you're there. You're talking. Be there. Show up in numbers. That's what we must do. I can't, you know, every year we say the same thing. Unfortunately, the anti-Semitic venom that's spewed by these, I'm going to control myself. It gets worse. They're more boisterous every year. And, you know, we have to do something. Show up. Show up.
It's interesting. First of all, you're 100% right. As I just indicated, there's always yet another reason to be there to celebrate and support Israel. And in this case, this outrageous behavior on stage at the CUNY Law School graduation is certainly a good enough reason to make sure to get out there and to celebrate and support Israel. And in addition to that, I mean, the rumors that we're hearing, and again, I don't know, and honestly, I don't care what people's political position is and their opinion is regarding what's happening with the Israeli government, but we've heard rumors about possibilities of disruptions of the parade this coming Sunday. I think that's unprecedented with all the protests and all the demonstrations and people who've gathered over the years to talk about and to vocalize their cause and their opinion. I don't think there's ever been a disruption of the parades. Just that is even being considered to me is completely outrageous. So we need people out there who care, Jew and non-Jew alike, who care about Israel and who understand how incredible a country and how incredible a nation it is, to come out, support Israel, celebrate Israel, and be there on Fifth Avenue this coming Sunday. Those who can't be there, the Rothenberg Law Firm has made sure that we're able to broadcast from Fifth Avenue and 65th Street in New York City and bring the spirit of what's happening on Fifth Avenue to everybody around the world. And Ross, I'm sure you're recommending to everybody listening around the world right now, if you can't be there on Fifth Avenue, make sure to tune in to us.
Absolutely. If you could be there live. Not taking away your listeners, Nachum. They could listen to it later. But be there. Be there in great numbers. You know, Nachum, I heard something interesting this recently. I think it was from Rabbi Trump at the Young Israel of Lawrence Cedarhurst. You know, many people talk about this is the last generation, unfortunately, who are witness to the horrors of the Holocaust, and they're dying out, and just due to age. However, many people, this is the last generation of those who were there before there was a state. Most kids today think, of course, there was always a state of Israel. What do you mean? Yep. 75 years ago, there was no state. You know, and this is the last generation of those people. So I think it's really important for the kids to come out there and realize, and after 75 years, we didn't always have this. We weren't always able to go there. Forget about the coattail in 67, after 67. But many people there, you know, they're dying out. I mean, since dying out immediately, but, you know, this is the last generation of those people who were around before there was a state. And really, you know what, the benefits of having a state, the importance of having a state, you know, living as a Jew free here because of the state after what happened in the Holocaust. So I think, yes. Come out in great numbers, please support our state of Israel.
We always talk about the parade and whether it's necessary. I think it's even more necessary now, as you just said. It's so important for us to impart on our children the importance today that the state of Israel has in our present and in our future. And this is one way to demonstrate that when you're so many thousands of miles away from Israel. Be there on Fifth Avenue, everybody. Ross Rothenberg and the Rothenberg Law Firm brings us the coverage of the parade this coming Sunday from Fifth Avenue and 65th Street in New York City. You can join us on the homepage at NahumSiegel.com and follow all the action. But again, because we don't like troubling people when it's supposed to be rough weather. But thank God, even though it's not as spectacular as it seemed earlier in the week, it's still a really good weather forecast for Sunday, perfect for families to come out, bring the kids, and enjoy a day in New York City as we get to celebrate Israel. And let's hope that it's a peaceful parade, a positive parade, and one where supporters of Israel from all across the spectrum feel the unity of being together in celebrating Israel. And to you, Ross Rothenberg, as a representative of the Rothenberg family, I say thank you to all of you for your continued support and for your and for the recognition that you have of the important events that we get to bring to the people. And we should just continue to bring wonderful celebrations to Jewish people around the world on a constant basis.
Amen. Nachum, it's an honor to partner with you and for all that you do for Klal Yisrael.
Much appreciated, and I thank you, and we will see you Sunday. Ross, no doubt, at the minimum, the Rothenberg family is going to get a major shout-out, but maybe he'll have an opportunity to actually stop on the parade route and join us for a minute or two on the air as well. You never know. More coming up. It is a Thursday morning edition of JM in the AM. Those of you out there who are around the globe outside of New York and New Jersey, make sure to tune into our parade coverage Sunday, 11 a.m. until it ends, right here at NahumSiegel.com and the NSN app. And those of you in New York and New Jersey, we implore you, please bring the generations, your children, your grandchildren, your parents, your grandparents, bring them along this coming Sunday and celebrate Israel and what's going to be hopefully a large demonstration of support for our brothers and sisters in the Holy Land, and for a strong and vibrant state of Israel. More coming up. You're listening to a Thursday morning edition of JM in the AM.